Hello and welcome, or welcome back for this new episode. So I'm Morgan, a shaman, personal development coach, and your self-leadership mentor. Today's topic, as you saw when you clicked, is the importance of self-forgiveness. In society, we often talk about forgiving other people, but what about yourself? So I'm not going to get into the forgiving process when it comes to other people. I'm only going to tackle self-forgiveness right now. So why is it important to forgive yourself? Even if you have done nothing wrong, quote unquote wrong, even if you are a victim of circumstances or a victim of somebody else's actions or reactions, forgiving yourself is not because you did something wrong, okay? It's more forgiving yourself for all the times when you didn't believe in yourself, when you let yourself down, when you were hard on yourself, when you were thinking badly about yourself or thinking, like, talking negatively about yourself, all these things, like for abandoning yourself, for rejecting yourself, for criticizing yourself, doubting, you name it, okay? Because we can be really hard on ourselves, and usually more than necessary, because actually we don't need to be hard on ourselves, we just need to see things and to see life in terms of lessons to learn, because it's important to remember that you cannot know better until you know better. You cannot know what you don't know. You cannot know what you haven't learned yet, right? So it's very important to keep seeing yourself as through the lens of love and with the eyes of a child who is learning. It's a perpetual learning experience. Oh, and let me get back on the word victim that I used earlier on. I just want to mention that victim is not something that defines you. You are not defined by your traumas, okay? To me, victim is a temporary label. I don't really like to say label, but you know what I mean? Like, yes, sometimes we are victims of horrible circumstances, of horrible actions from people, and even from horrible people. I mean, people with bad intentions. And that's true. But you don't have to remain a victim all your life. You can heal. I promise you that. Anyway, small parenthesis. I'm closing the parenthesis. So yeah, about self-forgiveness. Why is it important energetically, from an energy perspective, to forgive yourself more than to forgive someone else, actually? Because when you forgive yourself, you release any emotional burden, any emotional attachment to people, situations, and also towards yourself. Because sometimes we can curse ourselves, we can create false beliefs for ourselves, and the more we hold on to an event, to a situation, or even to someone, the more we are harming ourselves. Let's say someone causes you harm, okay? You don't need to forgive them. You can, but it's your own personal journey. So if anyone tells you, oh, you need to forgive this human being or whatever, you don't need to. Of course, it's best, but this is your journey in your own time. And it happens by layers. And it's the same with self-forgiveness. It happens by layers. Sometimes you're going to realize that you're okay with a certain event. As horrible as it might have been, now you start to be okay with yourself. You start to accept that you cannot change the past. And that's when the self-forgiveness process starts. And you will see that your emotional response, your emotional reaction, your mental reaction as well, your thought patterns will start to not be as intense, I would say. You will start to distance yourself from this event. And some days, pain will kick back in. And you will be angry, or you will be sad, frustrated, whatever emotion you're going through, and it's okay. It doesn't mean that you have stepped back in your process. It doesn't mean that you are not progressing. It's just because growth is not linear. I will always say this. Growth is expansive. So I know it's not pleasant and it can be very uncomfortable, but don't doubt yourself, okay? If you know that you have made progress, don't doubt your progress, okay? So yeah, from an energy perspective, the more you hold on to somebody's energy or to a situation's energy or trauma or whatever, the more you are harming yourself, the more you are carrying the low vibration from this event with you and within you, and the more toxic it is. So actually, the event in question that caused you harm, or the human being in question that caused you harm, is still causing you harm when you don't forgive yourself. And like I said, we're not talking about other people right now. Forgiving yourself can be enough to release etheric cords attached to you and to the other human being in question, or to a place, or to a situation, whatever. So now you're going to ask me, how do I forgive myself? And I will tell you, I have a guided meditation for that. It's very powerful and it's accessible when you unlock my free self-trust building masterclass. So you might be like, why? What does self-forgiveness has to do with self-trust? Well, actually, it has a lot to do with it. Because when you don't forgive yourself for things that you did or didn't do or what happened in the past, it means you don't trust that you have done your best. You doubt yourself. Oh, maybe I should have done differently. But once again, if we consider that, number one, you cannot change the past, you can only change your perception of it. And number two, you cannot know what you haven't learned yet. You cannot do better if you don't know better, right? You need to trust yourself that you have done your best, even if it was painful, even if it was horrible. You still have done your best at the time. So, of course, I'm going more in depth about all of that in the masterclass. So I'm really inviting you to unlock it, to download it, because you can access the masterclass, and the guided meditation is within the masterclass, and it's also extracted in the form of an audio where you can just listen to this meditation anytime you need, without the network, without the Wi-Fi on, just lie in bed, fall asleep, and it will help you reprogram your mind, because it's infused with healing energies. So it's not only you meditating and taking time for yourself just to meditate, it's also healing. So it's even more powerful. I'm using shamanic healing techniques in this meditation. So that's what I wanted to tell you about. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out or book your free clarity call. And if you would like to go more in depth after having taken the free masterclass or after the clarity call, I want to let you know about my Unshakable program, which takes you from overwhelmed to unshakable. So unshakable self-trust, unshakable peace of mind. You get the tools. You get to heal your traumas, you heal your wounds, shift your limiting beliefs with powerful shamanic healing techniques. Coaching as well. I get you to ask yourself the questions that make you expand your consciousness and shift your perspective, and you get big epiphanies and aha moments. So we also get to dive into regrets, failures, and mistakes, or at least what is perceived as such, and to reframe your mindset, reprogram your subconscious mind. So this is a very powerful program, but anyway, let me recap. So make sure to unlock your free self-trust building masterclass. in which you can find not only the masterclass itself, but also the guided meditation. And then everything will be included in the masterclass. Further instructions you will get. Also, when you subscribe to my newsletter, you will also get extra resources to keep working on your personal development. So you really get a lot of value for free. So yeah, I hope you enjoy, and I will see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye.